نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, and Markaz Sahaba online, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start with the talk, let's just go through all the formalities. As Maulana Imran Khamisa mentioned, our colleague Mufti Afzal Ilyas Hussain passed away at around 3:20 this afternoon, and 10 o'clock is the janaza. We all should make dua that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grants Mufti Sahib Jannatul Firdaus and likewise his family Sabrun Jameel. I've traveled to many countries and continents, and there I found many of Mufti Sahib's works, more than 500-600 books I think he has translated in the English language. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make that the Sadaqah Jariyah for him as well. Then this program is going out on Radio Al-Ansar, inshallah. So we say, thank Jazakumullahu Khair to the management and to the directors of Radio Al-Ansar and the Markaz Sahaba as well. Similarly, our brothers of the Capital Group who sponsor all these programs, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward them as well. Our brother Muhammad Ikhlas Latif is in hospital. I visited him this afternoon after I landed. Make dua that Allah Jalla Wala grants him Shifa-e Kamil and all those who are ill, they all looking forward to Ramadan, 15th night of Shaban. So Almighty Allah in His infinite grace and mercy grant them Shifa-e Kamil. Likewise, here my host always, Haji Musa Manjra, his family. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept our Haji Musa as well, that he goes out of his way to make our stay here in Port Shepstone very, very comfortable. Our topic for tonight are three topics, brothers. Number one, the 15th of Shaban. Secondly, the month of Ramadan. What are we supposed to do now and when the month of Ramadan starts? And third, we will discuss the Sughra and the Kubra, the micro and the macro. What is happening in our country? What is happening in the Muslim world? So inshallah, that is our topic for tonight. Number one, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has commanded us, وَأَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Almighty Allah, jami'ah, all of you. There's no exception and exemption. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not cause disunity, discord and fragmentation. In Urdu, it sounds very, very beautiful. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti, Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. This rope of Almighty Allah will never snap, but when we release the grip, then it slips away and goes away. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. Now to hold on to this rope of Almighty Allah, there are certain things we need to do. And Almighty Allah, out of His benevolence and mercy, gave us some days, gave us some nights, some places, where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives extra merit, extra virtue. You see, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa. So those are the greatest places as far as reward goes. Regarding the days of the year, the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Arafat, the day of Eidul Fitr, Eidul Adha. So these are the great days of the year. So when we come to the nights, then we find it is Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, the night of majesty. Then it is Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, the 15th night of Shaban. So the first discussion, I see there are many ulama here, and many brothers, sisters listening inshallah on the airwaves. So is 15 Shaban a big night or not? Shabe Bara'at, Laylatul Bara'ah. That's the first discussion. Because in today's world, we have many pseudo scholars. We have many people who will discourage you and say, this is not an auspicious night. It is not something of importance and significance. If you hear the khutbah, normally every Friday I translate it, alhamdulillah. So you will find the honorable imams of the Haram Sharif, many a time they quote a hadith and they will say, وَصَحَّهَهُ الْأَلْبَانِي. Shaykh Albani rahimahullah has authenticated this hadith. So regarding 15th night of Shaban, I met Shaykh Albani personally myself, alhamdulillah, in Jordan. And mashallah, he gave me kitabs and so forth. So if you open his encyclopedia, respected ulama, brothers who know Arabic, Silsila Ahadi Sahiha, the third volume, Al-Mujalladu Thalith, hadith number 1144. I repeat, Silsilatul Ahadi Sahiha, volume 3, hadith number 1144. He has a wonderful academic discussion on this night, 15th night of Shaban, which is now coming on Tuesday night here in South Africa, inshallah. So my brothers, what does he write? And Mu'adh ibn Jabalin radiallahu an, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the rawi, is the reporter. And for those of you who go to Jordan or you're going to Palestine, spend 2-3 extra days in Jordan and go to a place called Shuni al-Shimaliya. And there you will find Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu is buried. And just behind him his son is buried as well. A'alamuhum bil halal wal haram. He is that personality who knows the most of halal and haram. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith in Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So he reports, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master alayhi salatu salam said, إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّسْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. When it is the 15th night of Shaban, يَتَّلِهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. Allah Ta'ala glances at His creation and looks at His creation with compassion and mercy. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah Jalla wa'ala forgives the entire creation. إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاحِنْ. Except the person who is a non-Muslim, or a person who has severed ties or malice, rancor, hatred in their hearts. They're not even prepared to make salam in kalam. And the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Hibban, وَصَحَّهَهُ الْأَلْبَانِي. And Shaykh Albani said, هذا hadith sahih. So imagine, and he has a wonderful discussion, and he says that I have studied all these ahadith on this topic, and therefore that is a very great evidence to those people who say, Allah forbid, that the 15th night of Shaban does not have any significance or importance. Among our ulama, mashallah, so many of them, we have the books at our disposal. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, we met personally. Mufti Taqi Sahib, we met so many times. So we must remember, they all wrote great, great books on this topic of Shab-e Bara'at, Laylatul Bara'at, and so forth. So definitely it is an auspicious night and we are expected to do something. Before the month of Ramadan dawns on us, apne aap ko saaf karna hai, we have to cleanse and purify ourselves. Therefore this hadith is so important. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ وَمُشَاهِدْ. The non-Muslim, we all have an iman Islam, alhamdulillah. But mushahid. How many of us here in this masjid, we are not talking to one another, we are not speaking to our relatives, we have cut off ties totally, years and years have passed. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraq se. We ourselves, the ummah is imploding. We don't need enemies from outside. So what are we doing? Every day we hear, my brothers, this person passed away, that person passed away. Tomorrow will be our turn. Then what will we do? So remember, it is just to say Assalamu Alaikum. Two words, it can't be so difficult. And if that person abuses us, uses vulgarities, so the sin is on him, at least you did what you're supposed to do. I did what I was supposed to do. And remember, brothers, when we continue in this manner and fashion that we are doing nowadays, Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22 and 23, and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us. In tawallaytum, when you have power, when you have authority, then what do? Antufsidu fil ard. You cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. وَتُقَطِّئُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ and you sever the family ties. Who is he? Why must I speak to him? Who is she? Why must I speak to her? So we just cut and sever the family ties, the extended family. You know, sometimes it's difficult to believe, but I'm telling you in the masjid now. One day, we're there in Mina, Arafat, either in Mina or going to Arafat. One lady came and said, I want to ask you a masla. So we in ihram, so he said, ask whatever you want to ask. I thought must be some masla of hajj or something. She said, Mufti sahab, can I make dua? My mother-in-law must die quickly. That's the dua she thought of making right in Arafat. Ke ye saas humko itni takleef deti hai, Allah ta'ala jalli jalli inko utha de. Ya Allah, take her quickly. Instead of making dua the other way, Ya Allah, give her hidayat, Ya Allah, soften her heart, say, Ya Allah, just punish her and take her away. This. So my brothers, this is what this ummah is today. Now when we have severed ties, look at the ramifications, the consequences. This is not what I'm saying, I'm giving you the reference. Surah 47, verses 22-23. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah Jalla Wala states, He will curse you, He has cursed such people. You know what is the curse of Allah? I will deprive those people of my special mercy. My mercy, the special mercy will not reach them. For aswammahum, I make them spiritually deaf. They will not be able to hear the truth. You speak of money, materialism, they will understand. You speak of Quran and Sunnah and we heard all this. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ and spiritually blind, Allah make, Allah forbid. That they will not even see the truth. So imagine, brothers, do we really want that in our life? We want the mercy of Allah to envelope us. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ You are the most merciful one to show mercy, O Allah. So that is what we want. So that's why Almighty Allah is giving us this opportunity. 15th night of Shaban, we took our ghusl, we wore our nice clothes. By here outside, externally, we cleanse ourselves. But there's a heart. Did we learn the dua? We heard Mufti Sahib passed away. Learn these duas, my brothers. You must learn these duas. Surah 59, verse 10. Surah 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10. See what a comprehensive, powerful, potent dua. For our marhumeen and for those who are alive, those who pass on and those alive. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away already with iman. And those who are alive, وَلَا تَجَعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts that rancor, malice and hatred, Ya Allah. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا For those who have iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ Oh Allah, you are very compassionate. You are very merciful. So can you find a better dua than this? So comprehensive for the deceased as well as those who are alive. And remember, it is so pertinent to the 15th night of Shaban that it is just few nights away now. So think of it seriously. A dua like this, every one of us should by heart and memorize, my brothers. Second one, remember, my brothers, what we're going to do on that 15th night of Shaban. 13, 14, 15, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you fast. And it is sunnah to fast all 3 days. There's no two opinions on that. But if we have qaza fast, then rather keep your qaza than keeping the sunnah fast. That we must pay our debts first, then we worry about charity. But today the ummah want to short circuit the system. Say, look for a loophole. He says, no, the ladies, they always ask this. Then I keep Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, I will make intention of sunnah and of qaza. Dono niyat kar le. So the fatwa is not permissible. You keep qaza only. You can't make intention of qaza and sunnah. So we should understand these basic things, my brothers. Then Tuesday night will come. What does Allah say? When it came to unity, وَاتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, all of you. When it came to tawbah, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and turn to Almighty Allah, all of you. No exception, no exemption. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you believers. So iman ka taqaza hai. Our iman should motivate, inspire us to make their sincere tawbah. This might be our last 15th night of Shaban. Who's got guarantee? None of us got guarantee. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Go ask the pious people how they should cry and make dua for to see another Ramadan. When Eid al-Fitr came, the day after Ramadan, first Shawwal, they used to cry and beg Allah, Allah marudda alayna Ramadan marratin wa karratin ya Rabbal Alam. Ya Allah, send another Ramadan upon us, Ya Allah. We want to experience another Ramadan. So that is how the Ahlullah, the pious servants of Allah would cry and make dua. Me and you, we don't even think of these things. So brothers, we will fast inshallah Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then Tuesday night. I gave you talks many a time, 12, 13 consecutive years. Haji Musa's Barkat, mashallah. I delivered talks here in the town masjid, mashallah. So what should we do? The hadith is very clear. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find. Whole night the announcement is made from Maghrib time. Allah hal min mustarziqin. Is there anyone seeking risk? Today we all say that business is going down and down and down. Allah say, ask me, beg of me. Allah say, mangna hai, Allah say, manwana hai. Last week I was in Pretoria, and my eyes just fell on one person, like our youngster here. So I know that they're very big business people, our relatives. So I told him, Ba, you see, when you open your shop, you open your factory, so you write PTY limited. But when Allah says unlimited. This is the difference. Everything of ours is limited, and everything of Allah is unlimited. So ask of Allah. Ya Allah, I want rizq. Say, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam reconstructed Majlul Aqsa. He made various duas. One dua he made, mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, grant me such a kingdom. It must not be given to any person after me. He had authority over the ants, over the jinn, over the wind, over so many creation. And Allah Jalla wa'ala gave him what he said, innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers, Ya Allah. So me and you two would say, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. See what Allah will give us. Say, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu. Allah is the one who increases the risk. Allah hal min mustaghfirin. Is there anybody asking for forgiveness? Fa'aghfira lahu. I will forgive him. When me and you ask Allah, dil se, from the bottom of our heart, Allah loves it so much. But what we do, we just make kali kali, 1-2 minutes finish. And spaza, you know, we got spaza shop outside. So our tawbah also has become like that, my brothers. Think of it. So Allah, we have to beg him. Allah hal min mubtalan fa'ufa'afi. Is the people with problems, come to me and ask me also. How many people are ill? How many people are so many deaths? So many problems. Look at the refugees. Look at the yatama, the orphans. And you just see the Muslim Ummah is bleeding everywhere. So brothers, so Allah Ta'ala is giving us this Muqaddama, introduction to Ramadan. Ask me and I will solve your problems. So that is what 15th night of Shaban. Go to your Qabristan and Maqbara as well. Make dua for the deceased. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went there as well. So to teach us a lesson, we came with nothing, we will return with nothing. What will we take? Nothing. We can have multi-billion also, we'll go with nothing. So remember, brothers, that this whole 15th night of Shaban is to mend our relationship with human beings, to make peace with Almighty Allah and make peace with creation. And then inshallah, the true Wednesday also we are fasting, so we should try our level best. From now till Ramadan, what must we do? We have to make 2-3 du'as. One du'a, I think all of us know. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in these few days now left of Sha'ban and preserve us, Ya Allah, so we can experience another Ramadan. So we should be begging Almighty Allah. The fasting person, the business person, he looks forward to his busy season. The farmer looks forward to his crops and harvest. Maximum profit in minimum time. We all know this word, Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is not Arabic, it's Farsi, it's Persian. If you go into the philology and the history of these words, what it means, Durood Sharif? Durood Sharif means, my brothers, that you are a farmer and you're looking at your crops and you're going to sell them at bumper profit and in minimum time you will make maximum profit. So when we read salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, three things happen. Number one, our iman increases. Number two, our love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases, is enhanced. Number three, it is that action, the angel on the right, the angel on the left, both are engaged and engrossed. Subhanallah. The angel on the right, we read, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim, wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever we read, the angel on the right is writing our hasanat, our righteous deeds and actions. And the angel on the left is erasing, expunging our vices, our sins. Simultaneously, both things are happening. That is Durood Sharif. Your biggest harvest, your biggest bumper crop. Send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya dakhil ad-dar, O you who entered the masjid, salli ala nabi al-mukhtar. Send salawat and durood upon the Nabi who Allah selected to be the best and the most precious and most beloved in the entire creation. So that is the yaqeen we must have. That is why it's called Durood Sharif. So anyway, my brothers, so we should now be learning the second dua. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. You should learn something. You see this name we chose for our radio. Markaz Sahaba, my honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Riza Ulhaq Sahib. When I went to study in Karachi 1974, Hazrat Mufti Sahib became a teacher. And we are his first batch, his first students. From 74 till now, Alhamdulillah, we still his students. Every week I go sit in his class also till now. Alhamdulillah, so my brothers, that I discussed with Mufti Sahib, I want a unique name. Our name must be such, it must promote the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It must promote and advocate the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and namus e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai. And we must protect the integrity and the rank and status of the sahaba. So that is why Hazrat said, keep Markaz Sahaba. So we just put online, you know. So that is how. So my brothers, this hadith I'm quoting to you now, dua now you must learn from now till Ramadan, is reported by Ubadah bin Samit. Who's Ubadah bin Samit? When you come out from Masjidul Aqsa, on the right hand side, there's a cemetery, a graveyard. Ubadah bin Samit is buried there. Next to him, Shaddad bin Aus is buried there. So you must know about this great, great, illustrious Sahaba. What contribution they made to Islam. Ubadah bin Samit is buried there. His wife, Umme Haram, radiallahu anha, she is buried there in Cyprus. You will find all this. We are the only people in the world. We have Asma'ur Rijal wa Nisa. Every reporter, every narrator, we can give you their life history. Tell you where they were born, where they passed away, what their contribution was. No one in the world can do that. So understand what is Deenul Islam. This is a separate topic, but just one thing I'll tell you. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's teacher, Ali ibn al-Madini. Ali ibn al-Madini, Imam Bukhari used to say, when I used to sit in his lesson, مَسْتَزْغَرْتُ نَفْسِي إِلَّا إِنَّ Ali ibn al-Madini. In front of my other teachers, I could still compare a little bit of my knowledge that I imbibe and acquired. But when I sat in front of Ali al-Madini, I was like Naharun Amam al-Bahar. I was like a small little stream in front of that ocean. That was Ali ibn al-Madini, my beloved Ustad. What Ali ibn al-Madini said, Nis ilmu rijal nisfu ilmi al-hadith. To know the rijal, to know the reporters and narrators, is half the knowledge of hadith. So this hadith is reported by Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anh. He says, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say and recite, before the month of Ramadan, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect me, save me for Ramadan. No accident, no mishap, no illness, no sickness. Wasallim Ramadan Ali. Ya Allah, you protect Ramadan for me. So that when Ramadan starts, there is no controversy at this moon and that moon. Sometimes people go for honeymoon, they see their own moon. You know, so a lot of things happen. Yeah, in South Africa, we're very lucky, you know. This past 5-6 years, every year I'm outside. One year I was in Canada. So they told me, yeah, we got 2-3 days for Eid. My head started paining, you know. Say, how can you have 3 days? Say, no, some people, they follow Makkah, Medina. Some people follow Pakistan and India. Some people follow local sites. Whenever they used to ask me this kind of masla, I say, this kind of masla, I don't answer. You go to your local ulama. My Eid lecture day was on this. I said, you all went out of your way and you made so much ikram, so much khidmat, everything. May heart jor kar big mangta ho. I beg you, ulama, come together and reach some consensus. Just look at the situation. Last year, 2 years ago, I was in UK. Same problem. We eating, that side there, they're reading Fajr Salat. We fasting, the other brothers are eating. In one town, in one city. And the difference is not 1-2 minutes. The difference is 45 minutes, 1 hour. When I was in UK, I asked Imam Sahib, the Ustad there, I say, what time you are? He some of them, 19, 20 hours you fast. He say, Hamare ya dai baje hai. Appas tu. I say, Alhamdulillah. So one Maulana came in, my student, I say, what time were you all? He say, Appas one. 1 hour difference in Sehri ending time. But we were very happy that we were eating 1 hour extra, you understood? So that, but see this ummah, how much differences we have. The Ramadan we start, the Eid, Fajr time we don't know. You go to Britain, you go to Canada, it's like a war going on there. Thus ulama said, and I told them, you can't solve this problem by getting fatwas from India, Pakistan, India. It's not going to solve it. You have to sit and read some consensus. That's the only way. Anyway, just to show you the meaning of the dua. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Ya Allah, you protect me for Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan ali. Wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, whatever we say, whatever we do in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, you accept it in your court, Ya Allah. So that is what dua. The hadith in Tabarani, Kanzul Ummah, Al-Hayatul Sahaba, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib's kitab. So he passed away in 1965. So we should know all these type of things, my brothers. Simple, simple duas. So lo and behold, now we are Pak Saf, we made peace, everything, Alhamdulillah. Now Ramadan will commence. What is the meaning of Ramadan, brothers? Our non-Muslim neighbor must come to us, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali. Brother, what is the meaning of Ramadan? How many of us know the meaning of Ramadan? It's the only month that is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fil Quran. Ramadan means tahariqu dhunub, to burn and incinerate the sins. Must we wait till Ramadan to burn the sins? Burn the sins from now. So ye hai tayyari, this is the real preparation. See, I give you 4-5 things you must prepare for Ramadan, all of us. Number one, Each one of you, my brothers, sisters, children, students, whatever you want to call yourself. If we are Hafiz, Alhamdulillah, we'll speak about it tomorrow night in Masjid-e-Hilal. Those of us who are not Hafiz, go open Tafsir ibn Kathir. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith is mentioned there. Lawadidtu. If you know Arabic, wadidtu means al-mubalagha fit tamandi. I have an ardent desire. I have a very strong desire. Imagine my father, mother are on their deathbed. And they say, Beta, my beloved son, Ya Bunayya, you must do this, you must do that. We will go to our level best. It was the farewell desire, wish of my beloved father, beloved mother. This is Rahmatul Alameen. The Master, alayhi salam, is addressing me and you. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Everyone in my ummah, male, female, adult and child, I want you to know Surah Yasin by heart. 83 ayats. I want you to know Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, 30 ayats by heart. How come ummah we have failed in that? I want you, my brothers, my sisters, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba online, each one, make that resolution between yourself and Allah for the Master, alayhi salam. Tomorrow when I stand in front of the Master, I say, at least one tamanna of yours, one wish, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi salam, at least that I fulfilled. We can at least say that. So my brothers, each one, how can we remember the soccer teams and the cricket teams and the World Cup is coming? We will know all the scores. The Kala who doesn't even know what is an offside goal, she also will know the score. Because we attach so much importance to it. So each one, tonight you start, tomorrow you start, before Ramadan, before Eid, I must know whole Surah Yasin. Before Eid, I must know whole Tabarak al-Ladhi. Everyone can do it. Where there's a will, there's a way. So that is one. Second thing, my brothers, have a program for Ramadan. Simple, I give you. Suhoor time, Sehri time, you wake up. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, up past four, I don't know exactly what time. Your people say Sehri ends here, but whatever it is. Simple hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr, hadith in Abu Dawood. The best Sehri of a believer is dates, is kajur. We all know about dates, iftar time. But why we don't practice on this sunnah? So you, my mothers, my sisters, my daughters, I beg you, I request you, on your dastarkhan, on your table, sehri time, make sure the dates are there. You practice on one sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You become the beloved of Allah. We don't have to become beloved of people, we become beloved of Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. We human beings, we have shortcomings, weaknesses. Allah said, never mind, you tried, I forgive you. Sehri time, what Quran says, brothers? For each one, we are awake. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At Sehri time, you must be making istighfar. Take out that 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Allah give tawfiq, tomorrow we wake up. Tomorrow is Thursday, sunnah to fast, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, half past 3, half past 4, we wake up. So you take 2 minutes, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, do you know Imam Hasan al-Basri? When I was in Iraq, then I used to walk around there, look for the small books, you know. I like this booklet, kutayb in Arabic. So they got a small book, Imam al-Hasan al-Basri al-Wa'iz al-Bakka. When he used to speak, the people were all in tears. And he himself also is crying. So Hasan Basri, rahimahullah, he was born in Medina Munawwara. In time of Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu warda, they brought him to Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, make tahniq. You the biggest buzruk, you the person Nabi alayhi salatu salam loves so much, make this youngster's tahniq. He chewed the date, Sayyidina Umar. All the ulama, mashallah, they bring children, you know, to us. We also make dua, Allah knows. Learn this dua. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu made dua for Hasan Basri, rahimahullah. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him profound deen and understanding of deen. Allahumma faqqihu fi deen wa habbibhu ila nas, and make him mahboob to the millions of people. What a dua. Go read his life history. A person says, one day I entered Basra and I saw all the shops are closed. So I asked the people, today is not Eid, how come the shops are closed? They say, you don't know. I say, what? They say, Hasan Basri is giving a talk. So we close the shop, rather go listen to Imam Hasan Basri. So Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, somebody came to him and told him, no rain in our area. He said, read istighfar. After 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, somebody came, he said, no children. He said, make istighfar. Then somebody came to him, he said, my business is going down, downturn in the economy, you know, business jargon. So he said, make istighfar. So our terminology, some doctor must be here. One patient came to you, he said, head paining, he said, panado. Another patient came, he said, stomach paining, panado. Another one came, knee paining, panado. What the people? See, this doctor, his name is Dr. Panado. Sabkuto panado pakradi, you understand? Gave everyone. So the student asked Imam Hasan al-Basri, three different people came, and everybody you said, see, answer. He said, Amma qara'at al-Quran? You didn't read Quran? Istaghfiru rabbakum. Make istighfar to your Allah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Allah is off-forgiving, very forgiving. First thing, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will give you beneficial rain. We read on the land and sand, the impact goes to the heavens and the clouds. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. This Arabic, you understand? مَال, أَمْوَال. Your wealth will increase. وَبَنِينَ. Allah will bless you with good children. These are worldly benefits, brothers. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will bless you with the gardens of paradise and Jannah, the rivulets and the streams of Jannah. So how can the month of Ramadan come? Sehri time, we awake and we're not making istighfar. That is mahrumi, brothers. So remember daily, mothers, sisters, everyone, create that environment. Fasting is a duty. Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Understand? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily in Ramadan would read to Jibreel alayhi salam, Jibreel alayhi salam would read to the Master alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. How come you don't read to your wife, read to your children, read to your ustad, and then your children read to you, your wife reads to you? Create the environment. Al-Imam Shafi'i Muhammad bin Idris, rahimahullah, was born in 150, the day Imam Abu Hanifa passed away. Imam Abu Hanifa passed away in Iraq. He is born there in Gaza. Same day. Go open Muqaddama of Hidayah, you will find it there, the introduction of Hidayah. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, was born in Gaza in Palestine. At the age of 7, he bayhated the whole Quran Sharif. At the age of 10, he bayhated the whole Muwatta Imam Malik. Ramadan comes, what Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i does? 61 Quran Sharifs in one Ramadan. 61 Quran Sharif in one Ramadan. Daytime one khatam, nighttime one khatam, on the Imam's Musalla one khatam. They dedicated their time. So brothers, don't kill time this whole month, as much Quran Sharif as possible. Those of us who are Hufaz, Hafiz, mashallah, don't learn only our quarter, our half, I'm reading Taraweeh. The entire Quran Sharif, we must. It is the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure I told you this incident, but anyway I'll repeat it, because I don't know where I lecture and all that. This past 4 or 5 years, I went to South America, you know, all these countries, Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, Venezuela, Peru, all this. Then Caribbean also, you understand, Barbados, Guyana, Trinidad, Grenada, all. Ramadan time. So, mashallah, and UK also few. So when you go to these countries, you have crazy experiences, you know. When I went first time to Uruguay, I met one brother from India. It was 10 o'clock at night. I'm crossing through, you know, one border to another. Uruguay is very small. 4 million people, no masjid. Till now, no masjid, whole country. 1,100, 1,200 Muslims only. So I met this brother 10 o'clock at night from India. So I asked him in Urdu, aap yahan par kya kar rahe ho? What you doing? He said, main to IT ke sir, computer. So I asked him, bhai, taravi wagaira, aapne ada kar li? He said, bhai, sachi baat hai, Ramadan mein hum kaha jhoot bolenge? Hum taravi parte hi nahi. We don't read taravi, hum bahut thak jate hain. We don't read taravi, we very tired. I said, Jumme ki namaz? He said, haa, wahan par, we got one place there. Next to the Egyptian embassy, they got one room. So they open it Jumma time, we read Jumma, and then it's closed till next Jumma. I said, Tarawih, he said, yeah, Maghrib time they open it. But he said, he don't go. He go for Jumma. So when I came back, the people who's doing work there, I told them, you know what? My heart was crying and bleeding. I'm in such a country. Whole country, not one alim, not one hafiz, not one masjid, nothing going on there. And we are here. You take your Port Shepstone, how many? You got 3, 4, 5 masjids, I think. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm sure you got 4, 5 masjids you must be having. How many khatams of Quran, subhanallah? You come to where I am, lanes. I think we got 1,000 khatams there. You understand? Every second, third house is making their own khatam. I'm not speaking of looking inside. We got over 50 masajid in lanes. In lanes alone, 50 masajid. So, ulama bi ghairi hisab. Hafiz, you can't count. So you must remember, brother. So how much Allah gave us. Now, 2, 3 years ago, I was in Uruguay, like this. Between Asr and Maghrib, I'm sitting, giving a talk. So I saw 2 brothers there, policemen, uniform, everything. So I asked the Mawlana, these policemen, they're looking for me or what? He said, no. I don't speak no politics, nothing there. I just understand. I said, no, this one husband, he beat up his wife, assaulted her, so she went to lay a charge. See how much there? For one lady, 2 policemen. She go shop, the 2 policemen go work. She go here, the 2 policemen go work. She come masjid, 2 policemen are sitting. Then we have to make dua, all that, so we make dua, everything. So now I tell them, it's iftar time, give policemen samosas, bhajiyas and all that. Don't give them only dates, give them our nice food also. So bichara policeman get happy, you know. So after that, so we don't know what's happening. We sit in front, you know, we in front. So after Taraweeh, the policeman is gone, everybody gone. We still sitting. So the one brother come, he say, Mufti sahab, you know what happened? I say, what happened? He say, you know that policeman, one was young and one was old. I said, yes. He say, that young one, he came and he read 2 rakats with us. Maybe he got tired of sitting. He said, chalo, let me make some exercise also. He read 2 rakats with us. So I said, very good. He said, no, but let me, I will show you how he read. So I say, how he read? He's telling me he read like this. You see? He told me he read like this. This thing got more mics than the studio, you know? More wires here than the studio. He say he read like this. He say first he started salat, he put his hands here by his chest. And then he got tired, so he put here below the navel. Then second rakat came, he got more tired, he put on the side. And then after salam, he just ran away. I told him, bhai, you never understood what policeman did. He said, what policeman did? I said, when policeman started, he was a Shafi'i. Then slowly, he decided, no, Hanafi is all right. Then second rakat, he decided, Maliki is all right. You understood? The Maliki is the Jula. Then after salam, he said, let me become Salafi. The Salafis, they run away. So he became Salafi, he ran away. The Salafi Bagjate. So your mother said, he ran away. See what he did, policeman. He made exercise. Last year, I was again in Uruguay, we were passing. So I met one person. I said, well, policeman ka kya haal hai? They speak Urdu, some of them. He say, policeman to musalman ho gaya. I say, subhanallah. Kisi ne nakal utara, Allah ko wo nakal bhi pasand hai. See, you just imitate the action. Allah likes that action. Allah gave him hidayat. You go to where our ulama are in Buenos Aires, and there's a brother Usman. True story, no fairy tales and all that. Not fake news. This is real news. So the government of Argentina, they told him, you must go spy intelligence on all the Jamaat and Tablighis and all of them and ulama, they're coming here, so many beards and turban and long jubbas, and what's going on? Every time he comes back, he says, but these people are doing good work. So they ask him, on whose side you are? You our side or their side? He said, you told me I must give you a report, I'm giving you a report. He said that, you know what, the Arabs come, they read Riyadus Salihin, best thing, let me go learn Arabic. He went to some Egyptian, Moroccan professor, whatever, non-Muslim, you know, learn Arabic. He said, let me at least understand what they're reading. Subhanallah, they read Riyadus Salihin, all that. He got so interested, he left job. Now his name is Usman, he's also taking out Jamaat. I met him myself in Buenos Aires. So brothers, the message I want to give you, Ramadan, that's why I like to travel in the world. Ramadan time, people flock to the masjid. They just want somebody to give them guidance. You go there to Argentina and go to a place so beautiful like Yoshepston and Durban, right by the coast, Mar del Plata. And go and see, our South Africans have built a masjid, 3 stories, only South African money. 2-3 families. They don't want also, we must take their name. And Allah chose them. I can't speak Spanish, I can't speak Portuguese. I used to stay in the hotel, I come up and down. The people stop and they say, what's this? You can make out. I say, wait. I go pull somebody from there and say, explain to this brother, this masjid is place of our worship and so forth. They're so thirsty for deen, brothers. Who's there to take deen to them? So that is what Ramadan is all about. My brothers, so take the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Iftar time, we are sitting in the masjid or at home, we're waiting for adhan. Now we're going to put the kajur, the date in our mouth. Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. There are other words, this is the shortest one in Abu Dawud. Oh Allah, for your love I kept this fast. Ya Allah, for your love I made this iftar on your food, on your sustenance. But the question I'm asking you, my brothers, my sisters, how come we never learn the dua after iftar, before the Maghrib Salah? That is also sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Before the Maghrib Salah, we had our dates, we had our water, we had our samosas. Did not Nabi alayhi salam say, Zahaba dhama'u, the thirst is gone. Wabtallatil uruqu, the veins have become moistened. وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ. Our reward is already there by Almighty Allah, inshaAllah. Simple dua. Why we don't learn, my brothers? We read Isha Salat now. We read our Witr now. How many of us read the dua after Witr? Learn these duas, my brothers. Make this Ramadan 1439 special. One sunnah of the Master, alayhi salam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You become the beloved of Allah. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus after Witr. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. Then the third time, hadith in Sunan Nasai. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. You prolong it. Why I prolong it? Because my master, alayhi salam, prolonged it. Hamara kaam nakal. Hamara kaam akal nahi. Our function, duty is to imitate the master, alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember this. So that is what we must do, brothers. Now if we don't do this, who will practice on this? Who can become the ambassador of Islam? So teach our children, our students, how many knew? I went to a place not so far from here, I think. So I'm Tata. Stood. Now a few weeks ago, I slept there in the township. You know how much thirst there is. When I went to the masjid is packed to capacity. And then I gave a talk, and thereafter Q&A and everything. Next day they said, you must give a ladies talk. I said, fine. Subhanallah, I had to go from there to Queenstown. So we had to leave then. Messages were coming on the phone. The ladies are still coming. They said, never mind, we missed the program, maybe still come. Because maybe some other program they'll get. See how much shock desire they got. You know, this is not like us. They jump in the car. They have to catch bus. They have to catch taxi. They have to do all this. Come for the program. So my brothers, South Africa is thirsty. The world is thirsty. Who is going to take the deen to them, my brothers? That is what we need. So make this Ramadan. Next one. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ The Master alayhi salatu salam, generosity was so much more than a hurricane wind. In Arabic, the alim said, مَا قَالَ لَا إِلَّا فِي كَلِمَةِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used the word La in Ramadan, no. For everybody said, okay, take this, I don't have it, go to that person, he'll help you. So we must make this. Ramadan is Izharul Mahabba. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ You know, the people they see on TV, that Muslims are going round and round there in Makkah. So on the radio, they ask questions. Non-Muslims, they ask, mashallah, good questions. This morning also, one somebody asked. Yesterday morning or this morning. So you must remember that they ask a question. For what you Muslims go round and round? You're a little bit tipsy or what? I say, no. We, the most sober people on this earth, no wine and no swine. You see, Mr. Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, that we go round and round. Why? Because when your clothes are dirty, you put in a washing machine. It goes round, round, then it comes out white and clean. So we Muslim, we go round, round, then we come out pure and clean from our sins. Explain Islam, brothers. That is what is needed. So if you don't know, how are you going to explain to them? So anyway, the point I was making, true Muslim is madly in love with Allah. So what Allah says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ That you take the kind, you take your food, or whatever. And for the love of Allah, مِسْكِينَوْ وَيَتِيمَوْ وَأَسِيرًا You take the food. Not I'm giving samosas to my neighbor, and my neighbor is giving bhajiyas. That goes on. Go to the poor, and go give them. I love you for the love of Allah, I'm giving you. Go to the yatama, the orphans, and go give them. I'm not speaking of zakat. We're speaking of our lillah. Wa asira, go to the prisons and tell them, my Islam teaches me, I have to worry of you also. How that Ramadan will be when we show humanity that we have love for them, we care for them. That is the Ramadan, brothers. So each one of us, make this Ramadan something special. Not come here and say, no, I'm going. You see, you youngsters, you're sitting at the back there. If I ask you, where are you going to read Taraweeh this year? What you youngsters will say? You say, I'm going to read by Qari Farari. Qari Farari. You understand? The sharpest Qari I'm going to read by him. That Qari Saf we like. Sharp shoot, he just throws us out of the masjid. So what is that? Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. That is not Taraweeh. Imagine. So we are spoiled for choice. So don't do that, brothers. This Quran, Allah forbid, might curse us. Because we never read Quran properly. Al-Quran hujjatul laka aw alayk. This Quran will bear testimony for you, or it will testimony against you. Then, my brothers, each one. So many of you here in Potchefstroom, some I know, some I don't know. I'm asking you, did it come in your heart? Today, my brother from Medina, we got some of our brothers and cousins and family. He sent me a photo. This year, 1439, in Masjid Nabawi, they're not going to allow anybody to sit for itikaf on the ground. Ground floor, no. Everybody upstairs. So he said, look at all the new air conditions they're putting there in Masjid Nabawi upstairs. For all the brothers who sit for itikaf. So my brothers, Masjid Nabawi, mashallah. 5,000 people, 2,000 people, 3, Allah alone knows. Thousands of people are sitting for itikaf. Masjidul Haram, 1,000. You, my brother from Port Shepston, you South African, you've been for Hajj, you've been for Umrah. Why you don't go to Masjidul Aqsa and say, this year I will go sit for itikaf in Masjidul Aqsa? Why you don't? Said, no, their times are very tough. Chalo, don't sit for sunnat etikaf, sit for nafil etikaf. We South Africans, the past 10 years, mashallah, ulama, others mobilizing people, our South African contingent in Masjid al-Aqsa is the largest contingent for etikaf. So why, my brothers? We want from you. Understood? You'll go. Say inshallah at least. So you can see brothers never had iftar also, they can't go. So you must, I'll go. I'll take my children with. Understood? So they see what is happening. So my brothers, don't forget our first Qibla. So you sit for itikaf, yes, sit for itikaf, you're going overseas, go to Aqsa. There, today we still can go, you get visa, everything there, no problem. They ask you a few questions, small, no problem, you go inside. So make this intention. Then my brothers, the odd nights will come. We have to make qadr of Laylatul Qadr. So all that we have to do. We don't know whether we will see this type of nights again, my brothers. So therefore, we should make a lot of dua and for the ummah at large. I come to the last part. My brothers, look at the micro. Look at this beautiful, wonderful country of ours. Believe you me, I've been to many countries with Allah's help. I'm not speaking of thawab and reward and all that. You won't find country like South Africa. What we got here, you take your Port Shepston, Durban and all this, from Newcastle, Natal upwards. How many Darul Ulooms, how many madrasas, how many ulama you got? Just work it out. Show me in the world where you get so much. And here we have programs like this, it's going out on the radio. Where you get this? In Muslim country you won't get this. So you must remember, we must make qadr of what we got. I don't belong to any party or anything. But I'm telling you that this micro of ours, the bubble will burst if we're not careful. You see what's happening currently in Mafeking? We're in the media, so people phone us. So yesterday somebody contacted us from Freiburg. He say things are happening now in Freiburg. Today somebody contacted us from Amtata. Say here also some shooting is going on. So my brothers, Allah alone make hifazat. That is the micro. I want to ask you, how come me and you, we live in so much fear? Every one year of us, not one got the guts. 12 o'clock at night I walk from here to go to town alone, I'll go. Our lanes where I am, we tell the people, daytime, never mind light time. Daytime, don't go to the cemetery graveyard alone. See the fear we live in. You know the brothers are getting kidnapped. All these things are in front of our eyes. Why all these brothers? What does Quran say? Sing properly. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً. Allah sets forth an example, gives an example of a town, of a city, of a country. Any translation you can make. Why Allah gives examples? وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they wonder, ponder, reflect over it. The example is for all time, all places. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّا يَعْتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. They used to live in peace, in tranquility. So much barakat in their risk. 1974, when I went to go study, so first time in my life I'm going overseas, for one rain, we used to get more than $2. For one rain, more than $2 we used to get. 1974. يَا عَتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. So the risk was coming in, we were living in peace, no one had to put burglar guards and security, you leave the window open, you leave the door open, everything fine. What we did, my brothers, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. We made kufran, we became ungrateful, unthankful of the bounties of Allah that are recurring, showering. Not only unthankful, ungrateful, we started thinking we deserve these ni'mats. How can we ever say we deserve it? It's Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy is giving us. Don't say I deserve it. It's only Allah giving. So when we action, reaction. We became ungrateful, our children became ungrateful. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. You see, mango season, leeches, we taste it. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. So Allah gives us a taste of the unemployment. You see how many people are unemployed. You see the big strike today. وَالْخَوْفِ, and the fear we live in. Why? بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ. Our own actions. So I beg you, brothers, I myself, you, all of us, my mother, sisters, minimum, daily read 2 rakat salatu shukr. Say, Ya Allah, Allah malaka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Ya Allah, I can never make shukr. Enough shukr for all your bounties and favors. See people, they used to go around the Baytullah in time of Sayyidina Umar. One person is going around the Baytullah. Sayyidina Umar is a genius. He's making dua. Allahumma jalni min qaleel. Allahumma jalni min qaleel. Ya Allah, make me from the few. He finished his sabatu ashwat, his 7 rounds. Sayyidina Umar called him, asked him, Bhai, what dua are you making? Ya Allah, make me from the few. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I'm making dua. Wa qaleelum min ibadiyya shakur. Ya Allah, make me from that few servants of yours who are very, very grateful and thankful to you. Shakur. I'm making that dua. So brothers, I beg you, if we want all these bounties and favors of Allah to increase, then we have to make shukr. Wala in kafartum, if you're ungrateful, inna azabi la shadeed, then my punishment is very severe. I will snatch these bounties away from you. And we can see it happening already. 1. 2. Go around quickly. See in Gaza. The policy now is they can shoot children also. Imagine the children, masoom children are getting shot. Palestine. 70 years is coming now in May. Did we ever cry for Palestine? Did we cry for Bilad al-Sham? Do you know what is Syria? Syria, as I speak to you today, 500,000 people shaheed of Ahlu Sunnah. 15 million people apana guzin are refugees. 15 million people driven out of their homes. Did it ever cause us pain? Did we cry one day, Ya Allah, ye to sab Ahlu Sunnah wala wala. It's all our brothers and sisters. Did we ever feel pain? Did we cry one day? Our team loses one soccer match, cricket match, we cry. The Muslim Ummah cries for that. But do we cry when all these statistics are in front of us? Think about it. You come this side, Afghanistan. You know what happened 2-3 weeks ago? A few weeks ago. In Kandahar. It was Kandahar or one of these places, you understand, in Afghanistan. Subhanallah. If you look at the children, they all hafiz. They became ulama. Bukhari Sharif khatam. Quran Hafs khatam. And then the bombs came. The missiles came. They wiped them out. What excuse? That these are a group of terrorists. Can you believe? They went with their new clothes. That today I will be graduating as a hafiz. Today I will be graduating as an alim. And they came back with a kafan. That doesn't really worry us. Think. So brothers, this ummah today, me and you, if we don't keep this Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, remember this iman will disappear. And that is what they want. When they say they want, they don't want me, people like me and you. You know what it means? It means they want, they say we don't want this fundamentalist Muslim. We want this Muslim who is the modern Muslim. One day in a week he pray. One too fast maybe he keep. In the right hand maybe there's a bottle of whiskey or some alcohol. In the left hand there's a great girlfriend and something. So that kind of Islam we want for you. They want to choose which type of Islam. So me and you, because we got contact with ulama, we got contact with big, big, great people. But what about our flowers and children? I ask you. The connection is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Go and see in the world what is happening. So ask me. If I take you to my phone now, I'll show you questions. The Muslim lady will debate with me. She got a Muslim name. Say, what is wrong if I marry a non-Muslim man? What is wrong? It's my democratic right to marry him. I say that democratic right of yours is a satanic right. That's what it is. Surah 60 verse 10. La hunna hillu lakum wa la hum yahilluna lahum. It's not halal for you, a non-Muslim, for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim man. And it's not permissible for any non-Muslim man to marry a Muslim lady. Clearly in Quran. But the lady will question. The men will question. So many examples, my brothers. So I want you must think where we are going. Tomorrow, my brothers, we all have to leave this world. Many times I read this poetry for you, but I like to conclude on it again. Piran Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah, what did he say? And this is the lesson we should all think about. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan are being washed? Think about it. Everywhere in the world. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. But me and you, we muzzy in a marketplace, in a mall, in the bazaar. We go Makkah also, we just want to check the new malls. We go Medina also, new mall. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. Just look inside the empty grave. When we bury somebody, just look inside. You come to lanes, we got 8-9 graves every day dug up ready. It's one of the busiest graveyards. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. Me and you, we are deceived with those occasions of joy and happiness. Today I just bought my new car. My daughter just got fixed. My son passed with distinction. My health is excellent. My business is flourishing. My children are passing with distinctions. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. So these occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today, so happy. I hit my target, I hit my 20th million, 30th million. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَانْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Very soon, my brothers, we will go away, we halak, we history. Then what? Allah gave us this chance. So think of it properly, my brothers, each one of us. What did I do for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salam? What did I do for humanity? Was I an asset to them? Was I a liability to them? That is what counts end of the day. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make us of those, inshallah, that we make qadr of Laylatul Bara'a, Shabi Bara'at, make qadr of Ramadan, make qadr, make special dua. Another one point quickly. Make special dua daily in the 2 rakat salat. Make multiple intention. Ya Allah, this 2 rakat is salatu shukr. Ya Allah, this 2 rakat is salatu tawbah. Ya Allah, this 2 rakat salat protect the haramain sharifain. If you'll only know what's happening, you must remember the enemies are just waiting. They can get an opportunity and then they'll take control of the haramain. Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Masjidul Aqsa, you know the condition yourself. So daily, minimum, make the dua, all our masajid, especially Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, Allah Jalla Wala protects it from all these type of enemies. And remember all our ulama, our madaris, our darulums, our khankas, our jamaats, whatever, who is ever doing work, Ya Allah, you protect it. So at least 2 rakat namaz we read like that. So how long it takes? 24 hours, 2 minutes, 5 minutes we spend. See how Allah will elevate you, inshallah. Remember that. So make that dua. And last one, my brothers, you know, so many people want to go for umrah, for hajj and everything. So daily, make that intention. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, show me the holy places where every Nabi went. They went to Makkah, they went to Mina, they went to Muzdalifah, they went to Arafat. Take me there, Ya Allah. Abna mehman bana de. Make me the mehman of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can that be so difficult, my brothers? So in that way, inshallah, we make dua, we teach our children. So inshallah, there will be big things afterwards can happen in our life. May Almighty Allah accept us all. Once again, we thank our Haji Musa, we thank all of you also. And inshallah, tomorrow, we will be there in Masjidul Hilal for a talk for the Hafiz and Ulama and Imams. For Taraweeh and many issues and so forth. And remember, there will be Q&A day also. And then Friday in Avondale. And then Saturday for the ladies. And then we go back. And then Sunday is Jalsa. Da'alum Zakariya Jalsa, inshallah. So we'll be there, inshallah. So make dua. See now Jalsa. So many places. You see students coming. If you just go out to our darlooms and see, 2/3 of the students are from overseas. Where are they coming? South Africa to study. I meet students, Arab students, something I say, today I met one student. So I asked him, where? African brother. I say, where you learn Arabic? He was speaking a little bit Arabic. So he said, La ta'allamtu hunak. I said, MashaAllah. So he's telling me he learned in Darul Zakariya and all this type of thing. See, brothers, me and you, we don't want to learn, so Allah choose somebody else. So everyone, we can learn. There's no problem. So don't forget my last message to you again, that before Ramadan comes or before Eid comes, become hafiz inshallah of Surah Yasin and of Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak, and inshallah tomorrow Allah will raise us with all the huffaz inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. We just make short dua inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وأهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم Make dua for our brother Mufti Afzal who passed away. Allahumma ghfir lahu warhamhu wa sakkinhu fil jannah. Allahumma arzuqhu jannat al firdaus. Allahumma hasibhu hisabi yaseera. Allahumma anqulhu min dhiq al luhud ila jannatika jannat al khulud. Fi sidrin makhdood wa talhin mandood wa dhillin mamdood. Ya ghafooru ya wadood. Rabbana ghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman. ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.